Roger, yeah, I've heard of iConnect, when I was down, because I've had this Raspberry Pi for a 3 solid years. I was being, not very smart, and this is when I had, like, 0 hobbies. And I kind of just, like, put the Raspberry Pi, like, I separated it from the case. I came with a white, case to cover it up, and, those were all spread out everywhere. I had a, Raspberry Pi keyboard and mouse. That was God knows where. And, I believe I wanted to make a, satellite tracker. It wasn't successful, and it was sitting there for years. But, hold on. There you go. I didn't want to go on transmit overtime. But, yeah, I dug it up yesterday. I lost the HDMI cable for it, so, I bought a new one off Amazon. And, yeah, there's so much stuff you can do with that. Like the satellite tracker, plugging in SDR to it. You can make it an FM translator. It's very dangerous, though, because you're using those GPIO pins, and they can't handle it and stuff. But, yeah, the Raspberry Pis are awesome. You know, like Pi clusters, all that stuff. But what was that one? Wasn't it like SS8 or whatever that connect thing?
Yeah, Sierra Henry SSH. That is the, it's the standard remote access. Shell program that the us Linux hacks use. Everybody that is a Linux user that has a remote system or a computer that doesn't have a monitor hooked up to it, we like to call those servers sometimes. SSH is how we get to those computers. So you would connect the Raspberry Pi to your Wi-Fi or your router. And then, once the Raspberry Pi is connected to your local network, you can go from your laptop, type in SSH Pi at, and then the address of the Raspberry Pi, and then boom, you have a shell right there in your laptop that's interacting with the Raspberry Pi. So you could turn that light on and off via the GPIO pin from any room in your house.